time it is. You might say, I don't know what time it is. I don't have my
watch.
And how would you tell the time when it's halfway between 7 and 8 o'clock?
Half past.
And 15 minutes later than that, you would say?
I'd say a quarter of the hour. I might sometimes say 12:45, but not usually.
Right. And if you've been doing something for a long time, how would you tell someone that I've been doing that for
many, many years?
All right. And if it were not quite years, but just to mean a period without, mm-hmm. say, years or weeks,
for
I've been
quite
doing
a while.
Very good. And if you were saying the farmers had a good crop last year, they are not going to get such a good one
this year.
Something that happened 12 months ago, approximately, you might say, oh, that happened about
last year, a year ago.
And if it's the sun is shining and it's very pleasant, you would say, well, it's a very
beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day. What about if it's the opposite of this? How would you say that? Mm-hmm. Or how many ways could mm-hmm. you think of to say that? You look out and maybe it's cloudy, not raining, mm-hmm. but just ugly. How would you say that? It's a...
Well, I really can't think right now what I would say.
You might, perhaps had thought about you would go shopping or something, mm-hmm. and you just don't want to go out into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You know, I guess I just said this is just a terrible day.
And what would you use to say the weather is changing? Is the idea perhaps it has been pleasant, but you look out and it looks as though we'll rain.
Looks like it may rain or snow.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a word other than changing to mean that idea of changing? It's pleasant now and it's going to be something else. The weather is... Would you ever say breaking? The weather's breaking.
I wouldn't say that. I don't know.
Or threatening.
Yes, that might.
Perhaps threatening.
Could say it's threatening.
And if you look up in the cloud... Well, ruined that one, didn't I? What are those things up in the sky?
Well, clouds. You know, whether you just want to see how I said that.
Yes, and I was not supposed to say it, but I guess
that way. I say it the same way.
Yes, I'm sure so. And what would you call a heavy rain of very short duration?
Just a downpour.
A downpour. And what about a storm that does not have rain, but a lot of thunder and so forth? Last night
we had a thunderstorm.
Thunderstorm. And if the wind was very obvious all night, you'd say, last night the wind
blew very badly.
And then if you ask someone, did you hear it?
Did you hear it storming?
And they say, oh yes, it blew very hard last night, but it has much harder than this in the past. The wind.
It has blown harder.
And now then the direction, if the wind is, let's say the south, for example, the winds
is in the south or from the south.
And what about if it were going in that direction? The wind
going. Let's see. The wind is from the north.
And would you use a something with to the south or in the south or at the south?
I don't know.
The wind is from the north. All right, and this next one has to do with the different kinds of rain, varying from just the tiniest bit.
Fine mist.
And then a little bit more than that,
and
what might you call it?
Really a good shower. Oh, downpour, I believe I said that just 10 minutes ago. Or
and
regular flood.
A flood. What about a sprinkle or
I could say that.
A sprinkle. Would that be more than
than a mist?
More than mist. What about a drizzle? Would you ever say a drizzle?
Well,
steady drizzle.
Well, I wouldn't use that as